Gorhok, you're in a place that you never quite expected to be, but it's no surprise at the same time. Tell me about what's happened.
So on day 14 or 15, I think it was, I basically, my 3100-mile campaign ended for 2015, which is pretty sad and devastating and different. It's hard not to get a bit down, but it's the first time I've ever pulled out of a race of any sort, and this is obviously a pretty big one to do it. Pretty tough, but I'm feeling a bit better now with myself and the world helping. I've come down and help up Asprey Hurdle a few times, and it gives me a bit of joy. So that's what happened.
What specifically pulled the plug for you?
I had a very interrupted preparation coming in, and I had some injuries that I managed to get on top of, I thought, but then they kind of really came back, and I just thought it was maybe doing some serious damage to continue.
You've had x-rays and you do have an arthritic hip, is that the case?
Oh yeah, I've got a bad hip really. I shouldn't have had x-rays or anything, because it just plays on your mind when you've got a problem. And that's what was happening. I was thinking about it all the time, and there's a lot of mental energy was wasted on it. I could still run like my 100 k's a day, or I was. I don't know how much longer that would have gone on for. It was just really painful in the mornings, and then it would warm up, and I could get going. Then in the evenings was quite painful as well, in between breaks and then getting up at night. But
well, people can understand maybe training 100 k's or running 100 k's a day, but in the end you push this for 896 miles, which is no joke, at any time and any place. That's really pushing it pretty darn far, right?
I guess so. I mean, I would have liked to have gone further, really. But it was, I really wanted to try. I wanted to start and try and see if I could finish. So that was the idea behind it. Why not try?
Thank you.